Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I promise I'm not going to do an April Fool's joke. I think April Fool's is ridiculous. We'll talk a little bit about the history. It is interesting. It has to go back to France and the changing of the calendar. When the calendar first started, it was always the spring. That's when the years used to start, were the spring, because that's when winter was over and there was going to be newness and plants and fruit and crops and things like that. So we'll talk about that, but I'm not going to I'm not going to do an April Fool's joke. I thought Biden was doing an April Fool's joke yesterday, raising taxes and corporate taxes and income taxes, and I mean, in the middle of a recession, I was like, okay, this is April Fool's, right? It's got to be April Fool's. You don't raise taxes. But maybe it is April Fool's. So hopefully we hear an April Fool's from Biden. I'm open. I'm optimistic that that was just an April Fool's joke, because I think everybody in the right mind knows you never raise taxes during a recession. But all right, well, that's just me. In President Biden's defense, I would like to just talk really quickly about him almost breaking a hip, you know, a couple weeks ago, and then almost tripping again yesterday on those Air Force One stairs. I think the stairs are stupid. I don't understand why you or I, when we go to a plane, we get to go up a ramp, down a ramp, but we don't even notice stairs. Many times we take an escalator to the gate, we completely forget that we took an escalator to the gate, and we just get to walk right out of plane. You know, we get to kind of stand on this little, I forget what it's called, little cave, right? Ramp. Get to hang out with people, we stand in line. There's some security, we kind of wave and flirt to the security. Then we just walk onto the plane. We don't have to take stairs. Yet we force our presidents to navigate almost two flights of stairs on camera in the rain weather. Wasn't it raining yesterday? And President Biden almost tripped again? Gerald Ford, I mean, he just fell down about a flight of steps back in the 70s. And then Trump had to be kind of careful on the ramp. You know, older people have issues navigating stairs, especially steep stairs like Air Force One. So not to complain, but don't you think it's time to get rid of the stairs for Air Force One? Do we really need to see the president get up into a plane? You know, if Kamala Harris ever becomes president, she really can't wear a skirt. Because when you go upstairs, there's always a wind, like sheer. And so if she's wearing a skirt, and everybody's looking at her backside as she's going up the stairs, that's not going to be a good photo op. I don't understand why we just don't have the president in a room saying, "See ya, I'm bouncing." And everybody's like, "Bye, President, go bounce." And then he just goes, and on his own, gets onto his own plane. Why do we have to watch a president get off and on a plane? It just doesn't make sense. Do we watch them get in and out of a car? All right, so I have a car. The car's kind of low to the ground. And I worry that people are watching me get into the car. Because, I mean, if I'm wearing a skirt, that's not really going to be a very lovely view. You know, because you got to get one leg in, and then you got to get the other, and then you're kind of getting in. I mean, it's just not. Do we really have to see our world leaders get in and out of their transportation vehicles? I don't see. And I get nervous because that's a lot of pressure when you know the cameras are on you. And President Biden's probably saying, don't trip, don't fall, don't slip, it's rainy. Something's going to happen. Not to mention, if, let's say, his leg did get weak a few weeks ago, because it looked like it wasn't that he was clumsy. It looked like the leg gave out and it didn't catch again. He wasn't able to get control of that left leg. The last thing you want is him on stairs. I wouldn't want to see any of them on stairs. And then, you know, some of them are carrying babies when they're walking down the stairs and everybody, no. I think it's archaic. I think it doesn't make sense. I don't think it's safe. You see families all deplane a plane going up and down the stairs on camera. Get rid of that. Okay? This way, somebody could be there and help him. Somebody could be standing behind him in case he falls. Or cobbling. You always need somebody. I don't know if you guys watch us, ladies, but we always have somebody walk behind us because in case the skirt rides up, there are cover. It just doesn't make sense. Makes no sense to me. And by the way, speaking of our behinds, I'm noticing that a lot of stars are already in bikini weather. So we're going to hit the beach this weekend. And, you know, I was looking for new bathing suits. And none of the bathing suits have a butt. All the bathing suits cut up. So you basically see the whole butt. And, I mean, kind of G-string type. And I'm looking at this going, okay, now wait a second here, okay? I mean, I used to have a cute butt. I used to have a real cute butt. Now, you know, after giving birth to a couple babies, you know, it's pretty bruised up. And I don't think I want a bathing suit that doesn't cover the butt. And all these bathing suits I'm looking at, it just doesn't make sense. Not to mention, they aren't really covering the front. They just barely cover. But what are we wearing? Either be naked at the beach or cover up. And the reason why I want to cover the butt, it's not that I'm embarrassed about my butt. I still like my butt, but I don't want to get melanoma on my butt. If I am going to have sun-exposed skin, I want to be able to inspect it. I want it to be on something to see. I can't see my butt. Now I can have my husband look at my butt. I got my husband, you know, but does he really want to? He's been married to me for 24 years. I don't think he really wants to see my butt anymore. I can have my friends, you know, check my butt. I could actually go up the Air Force One stairs, right? Just wear a skirt and go, all right, guys, cameras, all right, do your melanoma check on me. Wind's coming. Here we go. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. So I think there's a lot of things we need to change. We need to stop April Fools. We need to get rid of the stairs on Air Force One. We need to, oh, I cannot wait to get rid of the social, the whole, you know, lockdown type stuff and masks, but that's for a different topic for a different day. And I think we really need to get bathing suits back to cover our tushies. All right? Me, I start wearing shorts to the beach. I'm just not going to lose my pants anymore. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, I'm going.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the reason why I'm not doing any April Fool's Day pranks is because I don't like them. Nobody likes them. Yep, I've already seen some things on Facebook. And somebody saying, oh, yeah, I quit my job, and I got fired, and I got, you're like, oh, no, you know, you're starting to get a GoFundMe page set up on your other browser, and then all of a sudden, oh, it's April Fool's. You're like, ah, yeah, that was a good one, yeah, funny. So April Fool's Day has a bunch of different origins. Some believe it dates back to when France decided to switch from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. This was called for by the Council of Trent in 1563. The Julian calendar, also with as the Hindu calendar and other calendars, the new year had begun with the spring equinox around April 1. That's when the new year would be, in the spring. But they decided to go the Gregorian calendar, which started in January. They moved the new year to January 1. So some people were slow to get the news because they didn't have social media in the 1500s. And so some people would still celebrate the new year, the last week of March. And those people that didn't get the memo were called April Fools. They were the butt of jokes and hoaxes. In fact, some people would put paper fish on their backs, symbolizing them as a poisson d'avril or April fish, to symbolize a young, easily caught fish and a gullible person. Now, ancient Rome would also celebrate things like April Fool's Day. I guess the festival of Hilaria. Hilaria is Latin for joyful. That was celebrated in ancient Rome at the end of March by followers of the cult of Cybele. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It involved people dressing up in disguises, mocking fellow citizens and magistrates, and said this was inspired by the Egyptian legend of Isis, or Isis, and Seth. Now, there's also speculation that April Fool's Day was tied to the vernal equinox, or first day of spring in the northern hemisphere, when Mother Nature would fool people with changing and unpredictable weather. And I got to tell you, I mean, I live in Vegas. We've had some weird weather end of March, early April. So maybe some people think, okay, it was warm yesterday, so I'm going to be, you know, in shorts. And I don't know if they had shorts back then, but, you know, I'm going to be in lighter clothing, and all of a sudden it gets cold. And now you look like a fool because you're freezing. Or you're dressing up super warm, and then everybody else is out there in bikinis, and then you feel like an idiot. So April Fool's Day, the more, shall we say, present-day April Fool's Day, started to spread throughout Britain, according to History.com, through the 18th century. In Scotland, the tradition was a two-day event, starting with the hunting of the gulk, in which people were sent on phony errands. Gulk is a word for, I guess, cuckoo bird, I guess, or a symbol for fool. And then it was followed by Taylee Day, where you would play pranks on people's tushies, like pin fake tails or kick me signs on them. Oh, I hated having a kick me sign. That happened to me once in grade school. That was horrible. Getting kicked in the butt, I don't understand why that's even funny. So now, modern times, there's been a lot of April Fool's pranks. In fact, some of them were pretty famous. So back in 1957, I guess it was a BBC TV show called Panorama, and it ran a segment on April 1st about the Swiss spaghetti harvest enjoying a, quote, bumper year thanks to mild weather and the elimination of the spaghetti weevil. So many Britons thought, wow, you could actually grow spaghetti and a weevil wasn't eating the spaghetti. And apparently a lot of people believed it because it was on TV. Who would have thunk that that would have been an April Fool's Day joke? So that's actually been ranked number one in the April Fool's hoax of all times by the Museum of Hoaxes website. Interesting. Next, another April Fool's joke. I believe George Plimpton invented the tale of Mets pitcher Siddhartha Sid Finch for Sports Illustrated. Now, the story about Finch, he could throw 168 miles per hour. Now, that ran in the magazine's April 1, 1985 issue. So everybody was talking about Sid Finch. And the first letters in the words of the headline spelled out, Happy April Fool's Day. Now, some people actually really thought that the Mets had, you know, a killer, I guess, pitcher. But that was a April Fool's joke. And then Plimpton actually later turned the story into a novel. Not sure what the novel's called. And then some people decided to take April Fool's into the math sector and redefine pi. So you know how pi is 3.14159 whatever. We use it in math and we just call it pi. So lawmakers in Alabama thought it would be funny to pass a law in 1998 that redefined pi. Just call it number 3. Now, you can bet mathematicians probably lost their decimals on that one. And Mark Bosla, I guess he came up with the idea. And people start to freak out. They're like, no, just, yeah, pie. Now, in 1897, the Indiana legislature did seriously attempt to pass a bill establishing pie as 3.2. Just, you know, to make it simple, but it didn't work. Then another hoax was left-handed toilet paper. In 2015, Cottonelle tweeted that it was going to introduce left-handed toilet paper for all the Southpaws out there. Well, that was a joke, though, unfortunately. In 1998, Burger King tried to make a left-handed Whopper. Johnny Carson had cracked a joke in 1973 about a toilet paper shortage. Then, of course, worried Americans, you know, stocked up. So some of these just go too far. Then, the Taco Liberty Bell, right? This is why I don't like the holiday. So Taco Bell become famous. And you know what? And I got to say, kudos to the marketing people. I mean, now that everybody knows April Fool's and they're expecting it, I don't know how much success people will get. But people are still talking about it today, 1996. Taco Bell took out newspaper ads saying it had bought the Liberty Bell in an effort to help the national debt. Some senators were taken in. National Park Service had to hold a press conference, and they said, no, not true. And then at noon, the fast food chain admitted the joke and said they were donating $50,000 for the landmarks, you know, the Bell's care. Liberty Bell is, I believe, in Pennsylvania. No, not Pittsburgh. Philadelphia. But, of course, people are still talking about the Taco Liberty Bell. So for a $50,000 donation, because of their marketing scheme and whatever they paid the newspapers, it turned out to be a pretty good marketing. They got some press. Big Ben went digital, I believe, in the 1980s. They said the BBC's overseas service said that the iconic clock tower was going to get an update and go digital. People freaked out. Didn't happen, of course. Big Ben is that big tower, that clock in London. 1962, the Swedish National Network put on a technical expert who told the public that the black and white broadcasts could be made color if you watch your TV through nylon stockings. So apparently a bunch of Swedes put nylons on their heads to look at and watch TV. Now, I don't know if that's true, but apparently that was an April Fool's joke. 1989, a Seattle comedy show went on air and said the city's space needle had fallen down. They even took pictures. Now, the news was a joke. People started to freak out. And then everybody went and looked, and they're like, okay, Space Needle's okay. Google likes to do a lot of April Fool's jokes. In 2005, the company said it was branching out with a new drink called the Google Gulp. It would help to achieve maximal optimization of your soon-to-be grateful cerebral cortex and was low in carbs. Not sure what that is. They also tried Google Romance, Gmail Paper, Google Voice for Pets. I remember hearing that one. And then 1994, PC Magazine ran a column about a bill making its way through Congress that would prohibit the use of Internet while intoxicated. Now, remember, 1994, the Internet was just starting. So people were believing everything. If they could believe they could access the Internet, they'd believe everything. So, fortunately, people were like, okay, well, maybe fortunately, people decided if they were going to use a computer to not be under the influence. April Fools, people. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Almost 1.6 million travelers moved through TSA checkpoints on Friday. On Friday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky spoke about new coronavirus travel guidelines.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
She said domestic travel is safe for people who are 2 weeks past their final vaccine dose, but non-essential travel is still not recommended because of the lingering high cases. Former CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden tells ABC,
you have to continue to mask up, and you don't want to have a family traveling with some people vaccinated, some people unvaccinated, and going on travel, because we know that we're heading into the fourth surge.
This is USA Radio News. The U.S. economy added close to 920,000 jobs in March, according to the Labor Department. Analysts say even stronger numbers are expected in April and May. The unemployment rate dipped to 6% in March, according to the report. The department said the share of U.S. workers who are working remotely or from home fell to 21%. President Biden said, "The credit for the progress belongs not to me, but to the American people." Mayoral candidate Andrew Yang was discharged from a New York City hospital after he was admitted for a kidney stone. Yang, a Democratic tech entrepreneur who became a household name when he ran for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, announced on Twitter that he was out of the hospital. Yang tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this year and experienced mild symptoms. He was forced to temporarily halt his in-person campaign for New York City mayor until he recovered. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you kind of look to us to go, you know, get you through the hype. You know, there's a lot of distrust on headlines out there and people saying there's impending doom and to still wear masks after being vaccinated. And so, you know, you look to us as to what really is the scoop when it comes to COVID. And based on my medical experience, my days in medical school and in residency and in private practice and in the ER and in urgent care settings, I could give you, you know, as much advice as I could give you, even though I think COVID is not really following a lot of the basic microbiology logic. But I will tell you that hospitalizations are slowly starting to creep up again. So when we hear about the fourth wave and we're hearing about more cases, yeah, cases might go up because people are going back to work and everybody's trying to, you know, come back to work COVID-free, and they want to make sure that nobody's coming in sick and people are getting tested more. So we might see quote-unquote cases rise because people are testing more. I look at the hospitalizations, and it looks like they're creeping up. We were at kind of the 8,500 number, according to World of Meters. Now we're up at the 8,700 number. And remember, we've been vaccinating. We've vaccinated millions of Americans, so we should be seeing that number go down. The fact that it's going up means, yeah, we're dealing with COVID still. Now, an epidemiologist has predicted there is going to be a surge of the dangerous UK B.1.1.7 strain. Now, he's not the first person. Everybody's been talking about the UK COVID-19 variant as being the most prominent prevalent strain in America. But Michael Osterholm, head of the University of Minnesota's Research for Infectious Disease and Research Policy, said the B.1.1.7 surge is going to happen. It's not an issue of if it's going to happen. Well, it is. It's happening now. They haven't been wrong. So we are going to see more of the UK strain. They said, if you follow what's happened in the past year, the upper Midwest, the Northeast lights up first. They have the first set of cases, and then the southern Sunbelt states light up next. He says, even though we're seeing a few cases in that area, mark my word, in the next 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to see that area light up too. We need to get more vaccine out. That's the key message right now. So we talked about this on the show last week, where Italy went on lockdown first last year, and what happened? Italy has had to go back on lockdown. Then we saw countries in Europe have to go on lockdown. Then back east started to see a surge of cases. So New York, New Jersey, now this time around, started to have more cases. So by the time it gets to the west or the Sun Belt, you know, it's already spreading, and it's following a similar pattern to last year. And I know you guys are frustrated. I know you want to be done with it. But a question that I was asked yesterday is, are these people in the hospital, these hospitalizations, any of them vaccinated? We haven't been told. We're assuming the answer is no. We are assuming that the 8,700 people currently in hospitals in serious or critical condition due to COVID have not been vaccinated. We are also assuming that anybody who has died of COVID, I think we had another 52 deaths reported in the last few hours, none of them vaccinated yet. So I can't say that's 100%. I know there's a lot of distrust. You know, would they tell us if somebody got a vaccine and still got sick with COVID and died? I'm hoping, because a lot of family members will, you know, when a family member loses their loved one, they get that word out. And friends and family, so I think we would know about it. So I feel pretty confident that none of the people currently in the hospital or who have died were, quote-unquote, fully vaccinated with their two shots or their one Johnson & Johnson shot. So I feel confident about that. What I don't feel confident in is everybody getting the facts about some of these, you know, deaths or issues that happen within hours or days of the vaccine. So a medical worker, I forget which state, yesterday it was reported that they had a serious medical event after a vaccine. Nobody said what it was. In fact, you can't even find any reports on it. And there's a lot of people in the healthcare community asking me what happened, who was it, what I don't know. I don't have that information. But again, they want to keep everybody calm. Like Dr. Osterholm in Minnesota said, look, you know, we need to get the vaccine and we're going to be hitting a surge. And I agree with him. If these people in the hospital, these people dying of COVID were not vaccinated and people vaccinated are not dying, that's fantastic. That means the vaccine is working. Is it 100% safe? No, nothing's 100% safe. But is it safe enough? Well, I mean, I don't want to recommend somebody go and get it, they have an adverse event, and then I have to live the rest of my life with that guilt. And I think a lot of doctors are in that position. But what they are saying is, look, according to the CDC, all these people, these 2,000 plus people where there were reports of possible death from the vaccine, have all been ruled not vaccine related. Families are frustrated by that. They'd like to know, well, then what was it? And I had a patient yesterday call up very concerned. And I said, look, you know, I understand that people are worried. And I said, look, you know what I think the CDC needs to do to calm everybody down is these people who did die within either hours or days after getting a COVID vaccine. And mind you, things happen. There's car accidents, there's heart disease, there's blood clots. Maybe what they need to do is break down for us what they did die of. Instead, what we're getting in the media, and I understand because of patient privacy, but what we're getting in the media is, guys, wasn't COVID related, COVID vaccine related. They died, but wasn't COVID vaccine related. Well, you know, when the first one or two people, when that happened to, people are like, all right, okay, good, good, good. But I'm telling you right now, patients are getting frustrated. They want some answers. Now, well, what if the media says, or what if the public officials say, oh, it was all heart attacks? Well, then the question I'm going to be getting from people is, okay, how do I prevent the non-COVID vaccine-induced heart attack that appears to be happening hours, for some people, very rarely, after the vaccine? How do I avoid that? So that's why I've been giving you all advice to make sure you don't have a unhealthy heart. Make sure you'll have a strong liver. If you're worried about liver failure after the COVID vaccine, then make sure your liver's okay. Make sure you're not drinking alcohol. Remember the government said don't be drinking alcohol after the vaccine? They said that because, yeah, they don't want you to dampen your immune system. But it was interesting that it was alcohol. What about cigarettes? What about marijuana? They didn't bring that up, but they brought up alcohol. Maybe it's because some of these cases, they did see some liver failure. Maybe not vaccine related, but some cases of people going into liver failure after or in the days that followed. So for those of you worried, because it is going to take some trust. For us to reach herd immunity, people are going to want to trust the vaccine. And I don't want any side effects to the vaccine. I don't want anybody getting COVID. I don't want anybody dying of COVID. But what I would recommend to people then is to play it safe. Check, make sure your heart, you don't have abnormal heart rhythms, your liver's good. Make sure if you think that you might be in that one in a million that might have an issue, make sure you get your shot at a medical facility. Talk to your doctor. Say, look, I'm worried. You know, what should I be looking for? What, you know, and just kind of have that preparedness. But, you know, did I vaccinate myself? My mom, I mean, I didn't personally. I went in to get vaccinated. For now, I promoted the vaccine. My family got it, and luckily we were all fine. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person.
which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of the questions I've been asked is, what is the going to be the medical testimony? What is that going to consist of for the defense of Derek Chauvin in the George Floyd death that happened May 25th, 2020? And many people are very frustrated by what they're seeing with the case, and there's been a lot of discussion of medications that George Floyd had taken. I think his girlfriend had testified that they were on narcotics, and it's very, very difficult. You know, for those of us, when somebody has died, we're like, rest in peace. You know, do we really need to hash out, you know, everything that they took? And but I can explain very kind of briefly what's going to be happening on the defensive side, on the defense of what occurred. And when you see the videos, it is going to be very difficult to watch. I don't know if many of you have seen the video. I think I saw the video of the teenager. This was just weeks after the George Floyd death of Derek Chauvin, the officer, having his knee restraining George Floyd on his turned neck when he was prone on the ground. So one of the videos that surfaced yesterday, or I think it was presented in court, was the video of the scuffle in the car. This has been something that many people have been asking for, to find out, you know, how did it get to that point where there needed to be a 9-minute restraint, which is still going to be what decides the charge of Derek Chauvin, as I think he is up on murder charges, manslaughter charges. And we've talked about first degree versus second degree versus third degree. First degree is, you know, where there's intent. I'll break it down in a little bit. But there's, I believe, a video. I think this video was brought up in court, and I haven't been able to watch the whole proceedings. But there was a video that had showed that George Floyd had been in handcuffs, had been restrained. And while he was being put into the back of the vehicle, he began having issues breathing. And he was saying, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe." And, you know, we heard him say he can't breathe when he was on the ground with Derek Chauvin, but he was having possibly a medical event. And whether the prosecutors or defense is going to bring this up, prosecutors are probably going to bring this up as well. He was having a medical event in the cop car to the point that he tried to get out of the car. And he went in on one side, and George Floyd, restrained, got out of the car screaming he needs help, screaming that he can't breathe. You hear him calling for his mother. You hear him say, "I can't breathe," and one of the officers says, "But you're talking." That, I've had people who say they can't breathe and still talk. I mean, when you're choking with food, it's hard to talk, but there's some people going, "I can't breathe. I can't." You can technically talk when you can't breathe, but it appeared that he was starting to have a medical event there in the back of the car. Now, I don't know when the paramedics were called. Maybe the paramedics were called right away. Maybe they weren't. I don't know. That I haven't been following that. But when people ask, "Wait, why are we hearing about the drugs? You know, methamphetamine, it was, you know, you would think it was, you know, the knee on the neck," is the defense is going to explain, and I've also been asked why the pathology report, you know, wasn't showing damage to the neck or the trauma that is many times apparent in strangulation, is it appears that whatever medical event started, it started after the initial restraint. It appears to. Or maybe while he was getting the cuffs on. We didn't see the video before he got the cuffs on. To the point that George Floyd was panicking. Maybe it was the methamphetamine. Maybe he was panicking because he couldn't breathe. But he was panicking. And he kicked himself he was able to get out of the cop car. And then he said, "I'm going down." So George Floyd said, "I'm going down. I'm going down." Now, was he warning the officers that he was going down? Or was he saying he was going down because he thought he was gonna die? So he says he's going down. They bring him down. I don't know. I'm hearing different, you know, was it C-smart precautions? Was it grabbing of the neck? He gets down, and then he's in the prone position. They put him on the ground face down, and then he's restrained. So the defense is going to explain that when the autopsy report said there was a cardiopulmonary event, they're using that video, and they're probably using the evidence on the autopsy report saying he died from this event. Where the jury is going to have to decide is if the restraint accelerated it or contributed to it. Now, this is where it gets very tricky for any medical expert. You know, I've done some medical expert testimony. It's tricky because, you know, you weren't there. You're looking at an autopsy report, you're looking at either footage or you're looking at whatever evidence and you're piecing it together. And being Monday morning quarterback for any sort of medical issue is not always 100%. You know, you give your best guess. So based on what we saw prior to him being put on the ground, he was starting to have an event where he couldn't breathe. Now, could it have been a panic attack? Could it have been, you know, could it have been a heart attack? Could it have been a fluid starting to build up in his lungs? I believe in the autopsy report, he had fluid in his lungs. Did he have fluid in his lungs because he was aspirating? You know, could it have been that there was, you know, he was tested positive for COVID. We don't believe it was active COVID, but he tested positive for COVID twice, April 5th, I believe, and then during his autopsy in May. So that medical expert is going to have to, and I'm not sure when they take the stand, or multiple medical experts, I'm not sure what they have planned in terms of that, but they are going to have to explain why they believe that cardiopulmonary event occurred prior to the restraint with the knee. And his methamphetamine use, his narcotic use, you know, will play a part in that testimony. I mean, I've been asked, do I think he overdosed and was his death an overdose? Well, you know, it's tricky because, you know, this is, of course, very, very difficult for any doctor that didn't examine him. And again, I'm using somebody else's report, but you would think the average narcotic overdose, somebody would be asleep. They would be passed out. However, I have seen people with both methamphetamine and narcotics on board, and the methamphetamine might keep them awake. So, do I think George Floyd died by narcotic overdose? I can't say. Could it have played a part? All of it could have played a part. You know, and that's what is the defense of the prosecution is going to be. And very painfully, this is painful for many of us to watch, are going to be very painfully watching them dissect. So, you know, somebody who possibly had, you know, an active methamphetamine high, could they still suffer from respiratory depression from a narcotic? Technically. Did that look like the video? Did it look like a narcotic overdose? No, didn't look like a narcotic overdose at all. But something was happening. He was having an event, and he knew it. George Floyd knew that he was having an issue, and he was saying he couldn't breathe. Is that why he kicked himself out of the cop car? Or was he panicking? Or was he, you know, you would think that, okay, so if you can't breathe, tell the officers, take me to the hospital. But again, if he's not, you know, if you're not breathing, you're not getting oxygen, you might not be thinking that clearly. So we'll see how this unfolds. It's so tragic either way. But people want to know where the defense is going with this, and that's the case that I believe is being built. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.